SBS Radio.
بيقرات ميقرق دات بقتع ودوالاً عن بوليتيقايا وعاودة أكتيفيس ضية ميلان ماكسيموفيتش ترابا قربة لمشوتا بوتا آثوريتا وبليخي لأمينائيت آون عم بزوجي وهلا بقشيوتا وقامت خدش النعويرة المقروتة تخلمت وهيرياتي وبرخات بريشي قتوتا وإميغرنس جوساني ينرفيجيز مطيخات لدها أطرام ميقرا ميلان بقائم شمو خويشو نجو صدر خارايا اتمت قرواني كانديديتس لشقل تدشنت إيقارة خد شمت سيتيزن اوف ذا يير اوورد يندشنت رعيتو تدها شيتا اهدشنا بتبيشة مقروتا قا ميلان انقرم له هلبت بتاوي تاما انقرم له بسيقومة اسري واشتب كانون تريانا جانواري ين اسري واشتب من داها يرخى تبقتع ويدانا بليشانا انجلسنايا وهمزومة لأريخاثة بوتبلخانة وخب الهيارتد بني امتن وليو سبيرة خزيوة شم جو صدر خرايط متقرواني ين كانديديتس لش قلت الدها دشنا يقرأ ميلان مدرهم زملة وتشارتت بالخانية ناشاية آون عم بتزوجي هيلدا من قام طلعتها شنة بهيرتت إصرا بيتوياتي ينفاميليس عوائل أختي وليل همونة إديوميوما مصاينة مقروي عدرانة وهيرياتي قأمايت بيتوياتي هم زملة بتسبابة أننقايت من تيتي قدها بالخانة ناشاية ومر أنا بقاني إن وجوسانا سربيايا من أطراضية بدعور يوغزلافيا وبتزوجي هيلدا مدري جوسانتا أطوريته ومن عراق بشارتا مقرولا تهنياتا قام يقرأ ميلان وطلب لن منه تمضي لن كما برسوبينا ين كما جناتا كما متقروانينا جو صدر خارايا فاينالست دها شيتا يقرأ ميلان مره
Thank you, Wilson. Thank you so much. This is really a recognition for the work that my family did together with me, and it's a recognition for humanitarian work with Christian refugees.
How many finalists, including yourself, are competing to win the 2019 Citizen of the Year Community Award?
I think altogether will be three finalists, if I got the information right.
What do you think your chances are?
It's all in God's hands. you know, I'm hoping for the best. But yeah, we were actually surprised, me and my family, to be a finalist. And it's a big encouragement and recognition for us.
Milan, over the years, your wife, Hilda, and yourself have been very active in providing humanitarian work for the Assyrian refugees.
Yes.
Can you please tell us about your own personal experience with the new arrivals?
Yes, this really humanitarian work, it's a work that is done only by myself and my wife Hilda and our 6-year-old son Christian. And we are doing this for 3 years. And when we first started with 10 families, and we didn't even dream about that we'll be able to make any impact in our community. But what really drove us to this is our experience, because as some of you know, I'm also a refugee, Serbian refugee, from former Yugoslavia and married to Hilda. She's a Syrian from Iraq, also came as a refugee, and we suffered a lot. But what people in Iraq and Syria experienced in 2015, it's really terrible. And most of them.
You mean 2014 when Daesh took over Syria and Iraq?
Yes, 2014, and that continued in 2015 when most of the refugees start coming in, and even now they're coming in. And we start meeting with those people because they invited us to come to their homes. And most of the people that are we meeting are widows. And one lady, for example, told us that her husband was killed in front of their house in Iraq. Now she came with the two kids, and she's not well. She has cancer as well, and she was crying to us, saying, I don't know what will happen with my children, who is going to look after them. And we noticed that it's not just about providing the food and hampers and clothing. It's about showing love. And she told us that she completely lost hope in humanity, and that by talking with us and just becoming a friend, and more than a friend, becoming a family, her hopes were restored. And even today, we received a call from one lady that she has a lot of health issues, and she asked my wife to go with her to immigration and just to ask for some medical assistance. And we have now a lot of neighbors that live around our house, and we took three families last night to a Christmas carol event. And one of the gentlemen, a Syrian, he told me, I am a Syrian, and he said, you are not my friend, you are my family. And this is really what is the biggest award for us.
Excellent.
And we feel like a family.
Tell us a bit more about the Australia's Day ceremony, which I believe will take place on the 26th of January 2019 at the Prairie Wood Leisure Centre.
On Australia Day, we'll have this ceremony for announcing Citizens of the Year Award, Citizen of the Year Award, and it will be at Aquatopia. So I am invited together with some of my friends. And it will be a day of recognizing, you know, all humanitarian workers. And I wish to say all the best to all finalists and also all the best to other people maybe that are not recognized, because there are so many people that are working in the community and their organizations, and sometimes, you know, we don't have time to recognize their efforts. Like, I'm so grateful for nomination. I'm so grateful, you know, to be a finalist, and I'm so grateful to a Syrian community and SBS, a Syrian radio, and to you, Wilson.
Thank you.
For showing me a great support over the past years and years, and recognizing the hard work that me and my family put into this humanitarian work.
Milan, it is said that behind every successful man there is a woman. Is this true?
Yes, yes. So that's 100% true, that every, you know, successful man, there is a strong, supportive woman. So what I can say about my wife, Hilda, that she's not just supporting me always by encouraging. She's there to step in. We already delivered, we were planning to deliver last week around 150 hampers, but actually we end up already delivering 300 hampers. And she put so much work, so she has so much passion for this. And even last year when we were packing 500 hampers under the heat, this year at least it's cold weather, she was working very hard during the very hot weather packing, because she really, and she was sharing with me, she really wants to show how much she loves community. And also, through this, we are showing love for each other. So we're showing that she loves me and I love her by supporting each other and working together. And we have so much joy.
Milan, Happy New Year, and wish you all the best and good luck on the 26th of January, Australia Day.
Thank you so much, Wilson, for your great support.
sbs.com.au